Cyclone Insider with the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters. John, how are you?
Doing well. How are you, Bren?
I'm doing pretty good. It was a good game the other night, 76-72. West Virginia tops Iowa State. Iowa State finally, with COVID issues, weeks of it, and then, with only being able to have, part of the team available, finally it seems like Iowa State getting everybody kind of back in the mix and able to, I guess I would say, compete a little bit more up to it. I mean, if anybody facing that adversity, it's going to be hard to win some basketball games.
No question. It was really good to see the majority of the guys running around out there. Now, they still don't have Javen Johnson. Hope to get him back on Saturday against Oklahoma. He's certainly an important piece of the puzzle. He's one of Iowa State's better scorers, better passers, a guy that can rebound and defend. And so it will help a lot to get him back as well. But just returning Trey Jackson and Solomon Young the other night made a huge difference, I thought. And you really saw Iowa State play with a lot of energy and, have more of a normal rotation. And I just can't draw too many conclusions from that game at Mississippi State because, again, you're having guys playing out of position, playing way more minutes than they normally would be. Obviously, the game got away from them, no question. It was a bad game. You want to get rid of it and move on to the next one. I think these guys did a really good job of doing that, played very, very well. It was unfortunate they had a segment of the game in the first half where they just, Rozier Bolton went to the bench with a second foul. And West Virginia, which is a very good team, ranked 17th in the country, went on a 16-0 run. And Iowa State, that was the one stretch of the game that really, really did get away from them. The rest of the game, they were the better team. So I just feel like they're making strides. They're getting closer and closer to knocking off one of these top 20 teams, and they're going to get to play another one on Saturday with number 9 Oklahoma.
Oklahoma Sooners over the weekend, and I watched the game. It was a really good game with Alabama. Alabama kind of got a little bit of the shaft, I guess you could say, by the officials at the end of it, but nevertheless, Oklahoma just played lights out. Their shooting was good. They took down Texas last week as well, too. I mean, we all know Baylor's really good, but Oklahoma, I mean, they're right there in the talk of maybe the second-best team in the Big 12. Do you agree?
Well, I think right now they are. They're the hot team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they did this, a lot of this without a couple of their top guys. They had Austin Reeves out, who's probably their best player. And Alondis Williams is a very good defender and a good athlete on the wing. And they didn't have either one of those guys for a few of those games. Now, they knocked off three consecutive top 10 teams, and that gets everybody's attention. They went from getting no votes in the AP poll to being the number 9 team in the country over the period of about 2 weeks. So that's what can happen when you get hot in this league because you're playing so many great teams.
Mm-hmm.
And, look at Iowa State. They've played 12 games. 6 of them have been against top 25 teams. Mm-hmm. And so, it's a league where you're going to get a lot of opportunities for great wins, and Oklahoma's certainly taking advantage of that. But they're very well coached. Lon Kruger's an excellent coach. And I think a great addition to his staff was bringing on Jim Molinari, the former Bradley coach, who's a really good defensive-minded coach. I think Oklahoma's more committed to the defensive end of the floor the last couple of years, and you've seen the results. They're really playing some great basketball. They certainly have talent. So it'll be a good challenge for Iowa State, but I'm excited about it because I think Iowa State's playing well right now, and if they can add Javen Johnson back in, I think it could be a heck of a game. The games between these two programs have been high-scoring, exciting, fun games, and I expect another very good game on Saturday morning.
Yeah, I think it'll be a very good game, and with Iowa State at more full strength, it definitely will be interesting, John. The other night I was watching Baylor and Texas kind of stormed out of the gate of halftime and then got real close with Baylor, and then all of a sudden, it's a 10-point spread. People want to talk about how good Gonzaga is and everything, but Baylor, I don't know, they've got to be one of my favorites to win the national championship out of the Big 12 as well, too.
I honestly believe they're the best team in the country. They just don't have a lot of weaknesses. They have four guards that are almost all interchangeable that are very, very good players. Mm-hmm. Davion Mitchell's an exceptional defender, and he scored like 27 the other night against Texas, so he's a good offensive player as well.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Butler, I think, is a candidate for National Player of the Year. I think he'll be a first-team All-American. Mark Vital's an excellent player. Teague is an excellent player. I mean, the list goes on and on with them. They really have good players. They're older players, I believe their starting five is older than like four or five NBA teams. And so, you know, these are these are guys that literally that are, have, you know, been around for a while. They're they're older guys. They're fourth and fifth year guys that have stayed together. Baylor's redshirted a lot of guys through the years, and it's really paid off for them. And, yeah, they're an exceptional team right now. They're going to be very difficult to beat. And I, honestly, Iowa State has come closer to beating them than probably any other team in the country. Iowa State was in a, you know, about a two-point game with about 3 minutes to go, I think, against them in Hilton Coliseum earlier this year. And that's about as close as anybody has come. They ended up losing double digits, but everybody's lost double digits to Baylor. And so I think Iowa State gave them about as much of a scare as anybody has.
Iowa State in Oklahoma on Saturday afternoon, 10 o'clock pregame. 11 o'clock is the tip-off. Last question for you, John. What favors Iowa State? Keep this thing a low-scoring affair, kind of slow it down, or do you think they can get out and run with Oklahoma?
Well, I think they're better when they get out and try to get some early offense before the defense can get set. I don't think Iowa State's very good in a walk-it-up situation, plotting situation, so I don't think they'll try to slow the game down. Now, they have to pick their spots to run. I don't think they want to be just up and down in a track meet with Oklahoma, but I think they do want to run some and try to get some easy baskets because, you know, through the years when they've had success against Oklahoma, that's how they've gotten a lot of their points, is just pushing it ahead and trying to score before that Oklahoma defense gets set. And so, and that's the strength of this team. You got to play to your strengths. And I think Iowa State will do some running, but, you know, they're more equipped to run, especially if they get Javon back and Solo's getting a little bit more of his wind back and, you know, Tyler Harris starting to come on. What's really been the silver lining, Brandon, in this whole thing is that, you know, Tyler Harris has emerged as a guy that can make some shots for you. Jaden Walker has developed into a guy that can certainly qualify for more minutes going forward. So, you know, some guys that were forced into duty have increased the depth for Iowa State, and that can help you run, too, against an Oklahoma.
He's the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters. John, have a great call on Saturday. Thanks for the time this morning.
Yep, thanks, Brandon. Take care.